O God, we pray that thou wilt pour thy Spirit out upon us now, for Jesus' sake. And everybody said, Amen. Amen. We have been examining the Gospels as they are recorded in the New Testament. The Gospel of Matthew, the Gospel of Mark, the Gospel of Luke, and the Gospel of John. And we're finding out some new things about the Gospels. The Gospels are not only doctrinal statements and historical statements, but they are the unveiling of the glorious Gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The Gospel that is despised and hated and attacked by the enemies of truth and righteousness. But the Gospel which gives the promise of this life and the promise of the life to come. At the birth of our beloved Savior, before it there was the angelical announcement, that he was going to be born. The Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. And of course, we have in the book of Luke, a record, a very precious record and careful record of many of the things which Christ did in the days of his humiliation, in the hours of his crucifixion, in his arising from the dead, his return to the everlasting throne of Jehovah and his reign in his kingdom forever again. And every minute of the hour of every day brings us nearer to a second coming. He said to his disciples, I will come again. And Jesus Christ is going to come again. The interesting thing about the Gospel record of Luke is the fact that Luke's Gospel is a record. It is a record of Christ coming into the world, of Christ living in the world, of Christ dying on the cross for sinners, of Christ rising from the dead and ascending with a promise on his lips that he would come again and receive him unto himself. If you look carefully at Luke's Gospel, you will find the underlining of the virgin child. Christ's birth was a miracle of all miracles. And then we find that the one who became the virgin child was the Son of the living God. And then we have unfolded in the Gospel of Luke very carefully. We have unfolded some of the things he did while he was upon this earth. They called him Jesus, Savior, for he came to seek and to save that which was lost. They called him the Son of the Highest, for he was co-eternal with the Father and the Holy Spirit of God. We are told he shall be great, and we await the absolute demonstration of the glory of his greatness to come, for he's coming in power and with great glory. And then we read he was given the throne of the everlasting throne of David, and that he would everlastingly reign over the house of Jacob. These are some of the matters that are revealed to us in the Gospel according to Luke. Mary's faith is also declared in the Gospel, as she fully accepted the angelic messenger who came with the message. Elizabeth, her cousin, she who became the mother of John the Baptist, who became the forerunner of Christ. Elizabeth had the same respect too. And we find some special titles given to Christ and conveyed to Mary. They magnified our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, I only noticed this past week as I was studying for this service that the narrative of Luke's Gospel unveils the way to the cross. It's interesting to notice that only once in all Christ's ministry was he carried. All the rest of his ministry was done by his walking. He went from place to place. His disciples tired. They went to sleep. But Christ was the tireless Christ. He was the one who was determined to meet all his enemies and our enemies on the plain of a sinful earth, and to win the victory and to produce a gospel that saves to the very uttermost all of those that come unto God by him. Each of the Gospels, the Gospel of Matthew, and the Gospel of Mark, and the Gospel of John, as well as the Gospel of Luke, have a special emphasis. And this Gospel of Luke has a very special emphasis. It is the emphasis that came when Mary's heart was opened. And it's interesting to note that Mary never offered like the husband of her cousin Elizabeth. She never uttered one word of unbelief. When the angels spoke to her of the birth, the virgin birth that she was going to take part of, she accepted it. In fact, we read as we read the scriptures that she accepted without any question what the angel had to say to her. Faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the word of God. Of course, our Lord needed to reach the cross. He needed to die upon that cross. He needed to be laid in the tomb from that cross. He needed to rise again from the tomb in order that man and woman might have a way of salvation whereby they could escape the fires of hell and death and everlasting judgment. And so Luke takes up the story, and I commend it to you. Every day that is registered is a special day for the Lord, but it's also a special day for those that seek the Lord while he may be found and call upon him while he is near. I trust you will study the way to the cross that Jesus took in the Gospel of Luke. And the way from the cross which he took, and the way he is coming back to this world where he hung upon that cross. What a story of gospel truth is here. Go back to the Old Testament. Go back to the various breakup of the centuries of the past, from the fall in Eden's garden, right on to the day when God brought the children of Israel out from under the terrible power of Egypt's slavery. And you will be interested to see the way God guided, the way God revealed his will, the way God raised up his leadership, what to do to make it possible for Christ to live upon this earth and to walk the way to the cross, to conquer all the foes that had vowed to damn the lost sons of man. What a victory he wrought. What tribulations he suffered. What wounds were inflicted upon him. And yet when he loved the world, he loved it unto the end. We have only to look back the history of the flood to see the remarkable upturn that took place when God intervened on behalf of sinners. And instead of the total world being wiped out one family, safe in the ark, was delivered. And from that family, you and I sit in this gospel service this evening. Thank God for the grace of God, for the love of God that passeth knowledge and all understanding, and for the strength of God to save the world by the ark and by the faithfulness of Noah, and bring a new generation of a man and woman. I picked up a book this past week and I read these words. They dreamed not of danger, those sinners of old, whom Noah was chosen to warn. By frequent transgression, their hearts had grown cold. They laughed his entreaties to scorn. Yet daily he called them, "Oh, come, sinners, come. Believe and prepare to embark. Receive the glad message and know there is room for all who will come to the ark." He could not arouse them. Unheeding they stood, unmoved by his warning and prayer. The prophet passed in from the oncoming flood and left them to hopeless despair. The floodgates were opened. The deluge came on. The heavens as midnight grew dark. Too late then they turned. Every foothold was gone. They perished in sight of the ark. Oh, sinners, the heralds of mercy implore. They cry like the patriarch, "Come." The ark of salvation is moored to your shore. Oh, enter while yet there is room. The storm cloud of justice rolls dark overhead. And when by its fury you're tossed, alas, of your perishing souls will be said. They heard. They refused. And were lost. And now, while this message, Christ's coming is near, God's servants by thousands proclaim, say not like these sinners of old with a sneer, all things shall continue the same. The prophets have spoken. Their words are unsealed. The judgment will shortly be o'er. The arm of God's justice will soon be revealed. And mercy invite you no more. As it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the days of the coming of the Son of Man. They bought, they sold, they planted, and they built it. But when the rain came, it washed them all away. Only one family in the great family of humanity missed the curse of God. Why? Because they could say of the ark, "Hiding in thee Thou blessed rock of ages, I am hiding in thee. The only Savior is Jesus Christ. He is the same yesterday. He's the same today. And he's the same forever. And he says, behold, I come quickly. Preparation is urgent. Those who would be saved need to hasten and hide themselves in the great ark of salvation, which is Christ and Christ alone. Come, for all things are now ready. Christ went all the way to Calvary, but he went all the way to the cross. He went all the way into the dark dungeon of death. He went all the way into eternal hell itself. And he came forth shouting. And what did he shout? Words of victory. Words of grace. Words of forgiveness. And words of invitation. Will you join Christ tonight in the place of safety? Jesus, lover of my soul, let me hide myself in thee. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. Let him return unto the Lord, for he will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. I remember that happy day for me when I knelt at the foot of the cross and received Christ as my Savior and my Lord. This morning, after our morning service, a gentleman stayed behind to talk to me. And he told me the wonderful story that he was one of those who went down to hear me preach, as I do every Friday at 1 o'clock in front of our city hall. He said to me, I was an ungodly sinner. But that day, standing before that house, that town hall, God spoke to me. And he said, I came as a sinner. And I said, well, were you cast out? Oh no, he says, I was taken in. And what a taken it was to be taken in to Christ. And he lost his desires for the world and the things of the world. And there was born in his heart a desire for Christ and him crucified. Come to the Savior. Make no delay. Here in our midst, he's standing today, tenderly saying, come. Let's bow our heads. O God, our Father, bless the simple explanation and teaching of the Word of God tonight. And may souls that are lost be found. And may those who have been bound in imprisonment be loosed. And may souls go forth rejoicing that they now live unto God. Hear this, our prayer. And may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, the Comforter. Rest, remain, and abide with us all, now and forevermore. And the people of God said, Amen.